I've done that in the past where I've done impressions of other comedians, and sometimes it's been cool, and sometimes I kind of, you know, upset people because I'm a practical joker. I did that, the same thing to Paul Rodriguez, and Paul was very cool. He's my idol, though. I love the guy to death, and he's been nothing but supportive. I got to tell you guys, straight up, right here in San Antonio, right outside these doors, at that very bar, is the first time I got to really talk to him. He found out I did an impression of him, and here he comes.
Hey, I heard there is a guy out there who knows how to talk like me. Is that you?
I said,
yeah, that's me.
He said,
that's pretty good.
I said, I know, huh? That's pretty good. Can you do Mencia? Paul is funny, though. He's the only one who ever got me back. Every time I hang out with Paul Rodriguez, even times when I'm not hanging out with him, he's always cracking jokes on me. Not just regular jokes. Fat jokes. And it sucks because they're always funny. I don't even have to be hanging out with him. He surprises me sometimes. He'll call me up at home, right? Hello?
Hey, dude, it's Paul.
Hey, what's up, Paul? How's it going?
Listen, I'm having a barbecue this Saturday. I was wondering if you wanted to come.
I'm there, bro. What time?
3 o'clock.
It starts at 3?
No, it starts at 1, but I want my other guests to have a shot.
Best one, you guys. I'm doing a TV show with him, and he is the host of the show. And this is how my idol introduces me. He goes,
ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce this next guy. This man has overcome the odds. 4 years ago, he was losing the battle to anorexia. And as you can clearly see, he beat the shit out of it.
I'm like, great. But it's awesome though, man. No, getting a chance to know my idol, and not everybody can say that. And for me, I'm very honored and it's cool. You know, I just wish my family was a little bit more supportive because, you know,